Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and join me to do a team preview on the Michigan Wolverines ahead of their fight and their chance for a national championship. As always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, man. College football is in there. The NFL playoffs are on the horizon.
Yes, sir. You're not kidding. Before we get started, though, before we break down these Wolverines, we want to make sure you guys are always locked into the channel. That's why you need to give us a like, follow, share, subscribe, so you don't miss a single episode. We go live each and every single week with some hard-hitting, just top-tier sports content on our Facebook and YouTube channels. And if you enjoy podcasts, well, you are in luck. We do have our podcast also each and every single week, thanks to our friends at the Belief Podcast Network. You can listen to us on any major podcast streaming platform. Vincent, let's talk about these Michigan Wolverines. I'll be breaking down the offense, and you'll be handling the defense. This is the number one ranked team in the country, perfect 13-0, and of course, the champs in the Big Ten. Let's talk about these Wolverines. So, obviously, when you look at them, they've got their main guy, their top star, and quarterback J.J. McCarthy, 2,630 yards, 19 TDs on the year, only four INTs, and he's been sacked 18 times. But they have a tremendous backfield. We all know this guy, Blake Corum, 218 carries, a workhorse, 1,028 yards for him, a 4.7 average, which ain't nothing to be shy about either. But my goodness, 24 touchdowns on the ground. 24. He is just putting in work like we've seen. I mean, throughout 13 weeks of football, he's gotten it done. And I expect him to continue that coming into the college football playoffs. Now, when you look at the receiving core for the Michigan Wolverines, you look at guys like Roman Wilson, 41 grabs for the young man, 662 yards out of Honolulu, Hawaii. He's got 11 TDs for him, leads the team. Colston Loveland, the tight end right behind him, 40 grabs, 572, four touchdowns. And you got some other guys you got to look out for, like Cornelius Johnson, A.J. Barner, Donovan Edwards, the backup running back, who can also get it done in the backfield as well. And we got to show some love to the kicking team as well, guys who are knocking it through the uprights, because offense is going to be crucial in these final few games here. James Turner, 58 of 59 on the extra point attempts, 16 to 18 from the field goal range. Only two misses he has, one from 40 to 49 and one from 50 plus. All in all, he's put 106 points up on the board. He is an absolute, pretty much automatic when you look at him. As a team stat, though, Vincent, Michigan, they put up 36.7 points per game. They are just locked and loaded. They've gotten 61 touchdowns on the year. They can get it done. When you look at their third down percentage, they're at 46.71%. That is solid. They can just get – I mean, when you look at Michigan, you can see why they went through these teams this year. You can see why they're the number one team in the country. They can just put up just points at really any time they want to. I mean, they put up big wins in pretty much all of their games this year. Their lowest scoring game, Vincent, was 25-14, and that was against Penn State, who was ranked number 10 at the time. But besides that, they were just rolling through guys. They were putting up 30 consistently. Of course, we know in the Big Ten championship game, they shut out Iowa. I know you'll talk about that on defense, 26-0. And let's not forget, a few of these games were without Jim Harbaugh. So they, you know, the personnel on the sideline might have been effective for a few games. But man, on the field, this offense for Michigan was just absolutely lights out. Let's flip over defense though, Vincent. Talk about how good this Wolverine defense has been this season.
Well, I'm gonna tell you about the Wolverines defense. This year they only allowed 9 points a game. They didn't have but 18 sacks on the year. But what I like about them, with any championship football team, they shut down the run. They only gave up 2.9 yards rushing this year. And then when you look at it, when you got a great defense, you got to have great defensive players. Look at Will Johnson, the cornerback. I think one of the best young corners in the country. Rod Moore, who made the key interception against Ohio State as a player. Michael Berry, young man out of the state of Georgia, led the Wolverines over 80 tackles on the year, along with Junior Colston, his running partner. Excuse me, Mr. Barrett had 52 tackles, and Mr. Colston had 80 tackles on the year. So when you're looking at a great defense, you got to start with the back end, the two great linebackers, and then they got a stud in the middle who I think will be a first-round draft pick. His father was an excellent player with the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers, Chris Jenkins Jr. So the Wolverines, a championship-level defense, and I like what they've done this season. And that's why they're in the college football playoffs. And as you just mentioned, every big game they stepped up. They gave up some yards against Ohio State and the great player Marvin Harrison. But look what they've done against Penn State. And then look what they've done against Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Shut them out.
Yes, sir. Well said. And, of course, we're about to be doing a video here in just a few minutes talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide, talking about their offense and their defense. Of course, Michigan's opponent in the college football playoff in the semifinals, seeing who's going to be going on to potentially win a national championship. So stay tuned for that. Once again, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, appreciate you as always coming on the show and talking about this Michigan Wolverine team. They prove that they are a dominant team on both sides of the ball. Once again, if you want to talk about Michigan, leave us a comment on Facebook or YouTube. Want to hear who's your favorite players, who's someone who's maybe underrated, who deserves a little bit more love, that could really be an X factor in this game against Alabama. We'll hear it all on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Once again, enjoy your weekends, everyone. We'll talk to y'all again on another live episode. See you soon.